You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The Douglas July 4th Committee does a whole lot more than just plain Independence Day festivities. They also organize events for the holidays, starting with a tree lighting ceremony this Friday night at 6 o'clock. And that's only the beginning. So joining us now, we have Molly McCormick, president of the Douglas 4th of July Committee. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Shelley.
And we have Missouri Smythe, who is a music teacher at the Floyd Dryden Middle School. Hi, Missouri.
Hi.
And Lauren Anderson, the Treadwell Ice Arena manager. Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
All right, Molly, let's start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of this event, the tree lighting?
As far back as I can
remember, we did the first tree lighting and the first Skate with Santa in the year 2004. So we start off with the tree. The miners in Douglas and Treadwell had 2 days off a year. On Christmas and Independence Day. So Douglas and Treadwell were quiet. The stamp machines were shut down. So that's why we celebrate these holidays. And the tree lighting starts at 6 p.m. at the Douglas Community United Methodist Church. And and then the skating starts at 7 down at Treadwell.
So which one of the trees is the lucky tree?
It's the one in the church courtyard. The big tree they had to cut down because it died. So now there's a smaller tree that we're decorating.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who has the fun job of trimming the tree with all the lights and decorations?
I do not know. Probably the church. It's on their land.
Got it. And so that's what we will, those are some of the sights. Now on to some of the sounds. Missouri, I think it's your honor to provide the music, which in my opinion is a crucial element of any winter holiday event. So tell me about what we'll be hearing.
So just to give you a little bit of history, this is the sixth grade choir at Floyd Dryden Middle School. And so our name generally is Floyd Dryden Eagles. Eagle stands for the school, emblem, if I can say that. And so the kids are going to come and they're probably going to sing two or three pieces of music to welcome in the season and also to have practice at their concert, which is December the 8th. So we'll sing a native piece of music to begin with, words written by Chief George, and then we'll do a jazzy piece, and then we'll end our selection off with Peaceful Silent Night. And so we'll probably do three or four pieces, and then we'll sing carols with the community.
Are your students pretty excited about caroling? Do they like the music this time of year?
Well, you know, what's really interesting is when I introduced the carols, many of the students did not know the carols at all. And so it was a new experience for them to learn some of the carols. And I think they may not have known them by title, but some of them recognized the melody and had heard them in various places on various occasions. And so they were excited to be able to sing.
And have you and your students provided the music for this event in the past, or is this the first time?
You know, we have provided in the past, and Molly, you'll have to can give me an idea here. When I was the artistic director for the Alaska Youth Choir, we used to bring the choir to sing. And then I moved on to other projects and began bringing singers from Floyd Dryden Middle School. And so on Friday, you'll have a mix of Floyd Dryden alumni, and you'll have a few singers from the community who also went to Floyd Dryden. And then you'll have a group of maybe 10 or so students who currently sing in the sixth grade choir at Floyd Dryden.
That's great. And how have rehearsals been going so far?
You know, the rehearsals have been going really well. I think some of them are a bit surprised at my way of teaching, but I let them know that it's very active and I will do weird things, and in the end, they will sound beautiful. So let's hope that's going to be the case on Friday. And nonetheless, they're going to have a lot of fun because I truly believe it's a magical with the lights and being able to sing. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really going to be shaping up to be a beautiful event. And then, Lauren, on to you as the Ice Arena manager. What is your role in this event?
Well, like Molly mentioned, we host the Santa Skate. So the Douglas 4th of July committee sponsors this event, and then we host it at the rink. So it's a free event for the community. And this year we're requiring reservations. So we are excited to be offering this program since we weren't able to do it last year. And so we'll have, Santa will be at the rink on Friday night. We have two skates. One is from 7 o'clock to 7:45. And the second session is from 8:15 to 9 o'clock. And so, like I mentioned, we did require reservations. This event is full for both sessions. But we're excited to be offering what we can to the community this year. So thank you for sponsoring the event. And we're excited to host Santa and all of our skaters. And we will have, the Juneau Skating Club will have, be dressed as elves this year. So we're excited they'll be out helping other skaters. And so we hope to see you all out at the rink on Friday night.
So what kind of skater is Santa? Is he pretty good?
Santa, of course he is. Santa's a fantastic skater. Yeah, we've been fortunate to, he's able to stop by every year for this event, and he gets better with his skating every year. Yes.
Yeah, well,
go ahead. Just a quick note. So I hope, it sounds like Santa got out of jail because he was in jail during the food drive. So hopefully he'll be there for the skate too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this time of year, so we're glad that he was able to get out of jail, and the plan is for him to be at the rink on Friday night.
It's nice that we're so close to the North Pole and Santa can make it to all of our events. It's probably a little bit closer for him anyway. It's less of a commute. So that's great. So Santa's gonna be out there just skating with the kiddos, and the kiddos can skate with him and chat with him. Do they get to talk about what they want for Christmas?
Yep, all of those things. That's the plan.
All right. Well, I think that sounds like so much fun. And then, Molly, back to you. Lauren was mentioning that the reservations were needed, maybe some other requirements. Are there any requirements for folks or anything that they need to know if they plan to attend the tree lighting ceremony?
Because of the COVID situation, we'll have no bathroom facilities, and please leave your dogs at home. We have reindeer antlers, flashlights that the community can keep, and we have the song sheets to follow Missouri's group, the FD Eagles. And I just wanted to put out there that we're always looking for volunteers for our board and our activities, if anybody's interested. And then also Soapbox Derby kits are available at Western Auto if you want to start building your kit or give kids a kit for a Christmas gift. We have the third and fourth Soapbox Derby trials during the 4th of July.
Yeah, you guys stay busy year round. Go ahead.
And also, if you would like to, if you can't get a photo the night of the tree lighting Friday at 6 p.m., then we have the tree lights up until about probably end of January this year. So you can always go by and take a photo at the church.
Molly, what's important to you about bringing this ceremony to the community every year?
We're always about families, kids, and community, and involving everybody.
Missouri or Lauren, is there anything you would add to that? What's important to you about being a part of it?
Well, this is Missouri, and I think for me, with this COVID year that was had and not being able to come together and to sing together and to have community activities, I think the opportunity for these young people to come out to provide a community service through singing and then just bringing the community together since we've been separated, I think that is one of the highlights, at least for me and hopefully for everybody else who's going to be in attendance.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah. And in addition to that, although our skate this year is modified with having a requirements for reservations, we're excited to offer skating as a health and wellness, like Missouri said, bringing folks together again. This is really one of our first events that we're able to bring back. So we're excited to give it a go. We're excited to see the community out and about. And if people weren't able to get registered for the Santa Skate, this Friday. We do have other open skates this weekend, and people can go to our website and sign up for those. It is $5 for each skate, and it is a discounted rate because we are requiring that the reservations. But yeah, so just letting people know that the rink is open. It's a great, healthy activity. Masks are required at all times, but it is, we've got seats and everything is spaced out, and a really comfortable environment. So we're looking forward to it. And so we'll have Missouri at the tree lighting, and then with her groups singing, and then we'll have holiday music at the rink as well. So it'll be a really fun-filled evening.
Oh, that sounds, it really sounds like a nice way to kick off the holiday season. And then Molly, back to you one more time. Can you give us the details of the event?
So the tree lighting starts this Friday at 6 p.m. I'll welcome everybody. You can jingle bells. I'm going to bring a bell. And then the pastor will give a few words. And then Alicia from the assembly will plug in the tree lights for Miss Mayor. And then we start off with the FD Eagles and Missouri Smice group. And there will be no cookies or refreshments this year. Next year, we will get back to that. And then they can, everybody can go down to the Treadwell Ice Arena.
All right. Well, BYO yeah. cookies, if that's important. Molly, Missouri, and Lauren, thank you so much for being here today and talking about this event. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. I really hope the weather cooperates with you so you guys can keep dry and comfortable. But I'm sure rain or shine, it's going to be a blast. So thanks again for being here to let us know about the festivities planned for this Friday night.
Thank you so much.
I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and maybe it's a little bit early to be talking about New Year's Eve, but it's definitely not too early to buy a ticket for the Helping Hands Food Bank's annual fundraiser, which is a dinner and entertainment package that aims to get 2022 off to a spectacular start. And this is your heads up. There are only 250 tickets available, and they will go fast. So joining us now, one of the masterminds of Helping Hands New Year's Gala, Lance Mitchell. Hello, Lance.
Oh, come on. Hey, what's going on, Shelley?
It's really good to see you and talk to you again. Yeah, yeah, I know. This event of yours, it has everything. It has comedy, it has local music, and it has a show-stopping headliner. So tell the good people all about it.
Well, I'm happy. We're trying to help out Helping Hands. We're having the dinner. We've got two great comedians, Corin and Alicia. They will be doing the dinner from 7 to 8. Then 8 o'clock, we have Sherry Patterson. She's going to do a couple of songs with, as well as Eliza Valentine is going to do a couple of songs. And then we're going to have Brown Sugar. And then we're going to have the Supremes to rock us out for the new year. But we will be having dinner, and it will be surf and turf, sirloin steak. I think they call it shrimp Diablo. Mashed potatoes, salad, and then double thunder chocolate.
Wow, who's doing the food?
Cake. The TK McGuire's is doing the food.
Nice. Shrimp Diablo is one of my favorite meals, actually. So that's a great addition to the menu.
Oh, man. It's going to be off the chain. And so we're trying to do this to get Helping Hands some money so they can keep their doors open. And I have a good feeling about it, and I think it's going to be well. I'm looking forward to seeing the show from the Supremes and all the other talent as well.
Yeah, and it's all for a good cause. As you mentioned, proceeds benefit Helping Hands of Juneau. What sort of services does Helping Hands provide?
So Helping Hands feeds Juneau families twice a week. I think it is Tuesdays and Fridays at the Schweitzer Rec Center in the middle of Schweitzer, where families can come and they can get bread or meat or cheese or yogurt or vegetables to help kind of help supplement their food costs for people that can't afford it.
And what's your connection to Helping Hands? How did you get involved with them and with this event?
I did a couple of events for them before, and this is the next one. This is my my pet, my baby. So I kind of look out for them and help them as much as I can.
So Lance, I've known you for a few years now, and it seems like you've been talking about this show almost the entire time we've known each other. I know you've really, it's something you've really wanted to do, and you've been really excited to bring the ladies of the former Supremes to town, especially Sherry Payne and Susie Green. How does it feel to finally have this on the calendar?
It's scary because it's really expensive to do all this. So I just hope everything pans out. But I'm scared, excited, and but I believe that it's going to help. It's going to help them a tremendous amount. So I'm down. I'm down for it, and I think it'll be very, very positive thing that people can do with their families on New Year's Eve in a safe setting. You know.
Absolutely. And, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got.
Well, I know it's a big concert, but I also know that you have wanted to do this for a long time, and I just want to commend you on your perseverance. I was so excited to see that I was going to get to talk to you about this today, because I was like, yes, Lance finally made it happen. So congratulations.
Thank you. I try to do the best I can.
The event will be held at Centennial Hall on Friday, December 31st. It starts at 7 p.m. and goes until 2022. So I'm really also pleased that we're able to have an event like this finally, but will masks and proof of vaccination be required, or what will be required of attendees?
Yeah, so as of right now, masks are required, but the whole thing is only for vaccinated people. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, but as the numbers drop, the city said that I can revisit it again, but it's probably going to be vaccinated only. So that's
the way it is.
I don't know what to say, because I of course want everybody to be able to come, mm-hmm. but there's nothing that I can do, you know, as far as that. That just seems to be the way of the world, you know. Everybody wants people to be vaccinated. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of events, a lot of live events that want to be more than, I think, whatever the limit is right now for the city, 20 people or something indoors, are in the same boat. So, you know, I don't think people will be surprised to find out that they'll need to have their proof of vaccination to attend the event. So, and as you said, you can revisit it when it gets closer to time. We just don't know what's going to happen. And I certainly can't predict the future.
That's true. And if the levels drop, then people will be able to go without their masks, vaccinated. That's what they told me yesterday. But as of now, it would have to be masks, because the zones haven't gone down, right? Isn't that zone three, right? Yeah.
As far as I know, I haven't heard the latest if anything's changed in the last day.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to say about the event? Again, it's going to be on New Year's Eve at Centennial Hall. There will be dinner. There will be Juno comedians Corin Hughes Scandies and Alicia Hughes Scandies, songs by Sherry Patterson, Eliza Valentine, and Brown Sugar, and the headliners, former ladies of the Supremes, Sherry Payne and Susie Green. Anything else you want to share before we say goodbye today?
No, thanks. Thanks for listening, and please come on down on New Year's Eve and party with the Supremes and all of us.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get them back on the show. They were on an episode of Culture Rich Conversations with Juno Black Awareness Association, Sherry and Susie, yeah. And I think they had one other person with them. And they were so much fun to listen to. So if you if they're interested, give us a call. We'd love to interview them.
Well, I think we're going to try and get them to interview. Today just was a bad day.
Yeah, no worries. All right, Lance Mitchell, one of the organizers of this year's Helping Hands New Year's benefit. Thanks for coming on the show to tell us about the needs in our community, and I hope this fundraiser helps to fill some of those gaps.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
Take care, Lance. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The day after Thanksgiving, Christmas trees and wreaths go on sale to support the swim and dive teams of the Juno Douglas, Yadat Akahle, and Thunder Mountain High Schools. So joining us to talk about one of their most important fundraisers for the year, we have three members of the Juno Douglas, Yadat Akahle High School swim team and dive team. First up is Addie Malott. Hi, Addie.
Hi.
And Talia Gerger. Hi, Talia. And Madeline Bowman. Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
Well, most people are familiar with the site of your sale, but for those who are not, Addie, we'll start with you. Would you please tell us where we can go to purchase a tree or a wreath from your dive team?
Yeah, so we set up in the Fred Meyer's parking lot right by the gas pumps. And yeah, we have our trees and wreaths there.
Are you there every day, every weekend? Times? What times a day?
Yeah, so we open at on the Madeline.
We open on the 26th at, I believe, 10 a.m. And that Friday will be open until 7. But normally on weekends, we are open from noon to 5.
Great. And what kind of evergreens are used for the trees and wreaths, and where do they come from? Talia?
We have three types of trees, and they all like smell or look a little bit different. And we have Douglas firs, Nordman firs, and noble fir trees, and they come in many different sizes.
That's great. Where do you guys get your trees or your evergreens for the wreaths? Go ahead.
No, I'm not sure, but yeah. I'm not sure where we get them, but they really do smell good, like Talia said.
Let's see. Addie, is the sale totally run by students? Do you all help staff each shift and manage the money and all that?
Yeah, so this is Juno's only 100% nonprofit tree sale, and all the profits go to benefit our swim teams and cover costs for swimmers and athletes who shifts, and our families help out, and it's really a lot of fun.
And
almost all of the work done by students. Almost all of our work is done by students. Like, we will unload your tree and hand it to you and help you tie it to your car all the way until it gets, you know, on the road back to your house.
So I understand that the proceeds benefit the swim and dive teams of both Yadat Akahle, JDHS, and Thunder Mountain High Schools. So are you all one swim and dive team or two separate swim and dive teams?
We are two separate swim and dive teams.
So you just split the money 50-50?
Yeah, I think so. So JD has been doing the fundraiser since the 90s, and I think when the TM swim team joined as a newer school, we invited them on to help out, and now we do it as a joint effort.
So, Madeline, you and your fellow teammates are all seniors this year. Can you tell me about how you've used the benefits of the fundraiser in the past? What sort of trips did you take? What sort of competitions did you participate in?
So the money from this fundraiser goes towards our traveling to swim meets and our gear, and it also helps provide scholarships to swimmers who might not be able to afford all of the meet fees. In the past, we've traveled all over Southeast Alaska, including Sitka, Petersburg, in Ketchikan, and then we go up to state, which is generally in Anchorage.
That's great. And Talia, over to you. How did you get into swimming and diving? What do you enjoy about it?
I actually joined swimming when I was only 5 years old because my older sister did it, and I immediately loved it. And I've been swimming for about 12 years now, and I swim on the club team, and then I now swim on the high school team too. And I really love being able to hang out with my friends and being able to do a sport that makes my body feel good every day after school, because it just, you know, adds to my day and everything.
And Addie, over to you. How has being part of an athletic team shaped your high school experience?
It has really, I've made some of my best friends swimming, and it's really been a great experience getting to know some of the younger teammates this year, especially, and getting to connect, especially in the pandemic.
And Madeline, I know the last couple of years of being in a pandemic have been pretty difficult for students, especially. Were you able to keep swimming during that time, and did it sort of help you get through this weirdness?
Yeah, we were swimming last year. Our schedule looked a lot different and we did not get to travel. But I think coming like more out of the pandemic this year, it has made our team a lot closer, and we've really enjoyed a lot more team bonding aspects that we haven't in the past. So it's been really fun to watch.
And what's important, Madeline, about having the resources to travel throughout Southeast or even outside of the state or up to Anchorage in order to have the full experience of being part of a swim and dive team?
I think the competition is really one of the most exciting parts, and being able to like travel and experience different pools and different teams and pools where they're practicing all the time is definitely a really cool experience.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with three senior high school students and members of the Yadat Akkahle JDHS swim and dive team. Their tree and wreath sale starts this Friday. Addie, what's important about having a tree or a wreath or both during the winter holidays, in your opinion?
It just adds some festive, like, feeling to any home, and the smells is my favorite part. Anytime unloading and loading and doing these shifts during tree sales, I smell every tree, and just during breaks, they're so yummy. So that's my favorite part.
Madeline, Talia, what about you guys? Is a wreath or a tree an important part of your winter holiday tradition?
I'm actually Jewish, so I don't ever have a tree. But I do love going, as Addie said, to tree sales and smelling the trees. And when I get back from like carrying all the trees around, all my clothes smell really, really nice. And I sort of always, every year, like hope that my mom will like get a little wreath, you know, that we can just be like, oh, it'll smell up the house, you know, make it nice. But, you know, just being there is really nice. And especially if you do celebrate Christmas, it is nice, obviously, because of, you know, the normal traditions and whatnot.
Madeline, what would you add?
I'll have to agree that the smell is my favorite part. Unfortunately, we have only ever had fake trees in my house, so I really savor the smell of them during tree sales.
All right. Well, let's talk about a little bit more about the details of the sale. You already let us know when and where we can find the trees. I know in the past, folks have just shown up and been able to take home their selections. But this year this time you have some online purchase options, even delivery. So does somebody want to tell me about that?
This year, we do have an option to deliver trees, and it adds an additional $25 fee to it, but we will travel within 15 miles of our sales site, which puts us out about just past like the volunteer fire station. So, oh my God.
Yeah, and you can order those at www.jdswimdive.org.
That's great. Okay, so you can order them online, you can even request delivery, and if you do show up in person to pick out your tree or wreath or both, any special instructions for patrons?
Just come ready to carry the tree out on or in your car, and we'll help you, you know, tie it up or like lift it in. And then also maybe wear clothes that can get a little bit tree-y, because, you know, obviously they are real trees on you.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else that that any of you would like to share before we say goodbye today?
We really want to thank our sponsors, who really, we couldn't make this happen without them. So thank you to Fred Myers, and then
Alaska Marine Lines.
Alaska Marine Lines, mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, lots of luck with the sale. I hope that you raise the funds that you need to do all the things that you want to do as a swim and dive team and travel to all the meets that you want to go to. And I just want to thank all three of you for speaking with me today and answering my many, many questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Take care and happy holidays.
Bye-bye. You too.